Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, filmmaker Tyler Perry is facing more sexual assault allegations. An unknown group is paying for ads attacking Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones. And as hundreds of bird species make their way down south for the season, researchers are warning of an outbreak of avian influenza.
Really across the continent, we're starting to see pretty staggering increases in detections of highly pathogenic viruses.
Today is Monday, December 29th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Atlanta movie mogul Tyler Perry is facing a new lawsuit alleging sexual assault. An actor who appeared in the 2016 film Boo, A Madea Halloween, filed suit last Thursday in California. The actor, Mario Rodriguez, alleges Perry sexually assaulted him at Perry's Los Angeles home. Rodriguez is seeking at least $77 million in damages. In a statement, Perry's attorney denied the allegations, calling it a, quote, money grab scam. Text message screenshots obtained by the Associated Press on Sunday show Rodriguez reached out to Perry as recently as August, expressing gratitude and discussing financial distress. AP reached out to Rodriguez's attorney seeking comment on the text messages, but did not receive a response. The lawsuit follows a similar case filed earlier this year by another actor, Derek Dixon, who also has accused Perry of sexual misconduct. A mysterious group called Georgians for Integrity has spent around $5 million on television ads, mailers, and text messages attacking Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones since November. GPB's Sarah Callis has more.
Jones is one of three top Republicans in the 2026 governor's race to succeed outgoing Governor Brian Kemp. The attacks claim Jones is using his office to enrich himself. Jones calls the ads, quote, fabricated trash, and his campaign has threatened to sue television stations if they keep airing it. No one has proved who is providing the money. Jones's top Republican rivals deny involvement. The state Republican Party alleges the spending violates Georgia campaign finance law and has asked authorities to investigate. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
Today marks exactly 1 year since the death of former President Jimmy Carter. Carter was honored with a multi-day funeral in January, with events in Washington, Atlanta, and his hometown of Plains. As the nation reflected on his life, those closest to him said his legacy did not end with his death. Former Atlanta mayor and United Nations ambassador Andrew Young told GPB earlier this year that Carter continues to inspire.
So I've never worried about his departure. In fact, I feel that way about Martin Luther King also, that his body has left us, but his words and his spirit will always be with us.
Carter's post-presidency was defined by humanitarian work, diplomacy, and a lifelong commitment to peace. A new study from Emory University finds that telemedicine used for HIV pre-exposure prophylaxis or PrEP prescriptions has greatly increased over time. It's also translating into more people being able to prevent HIV. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
The number of people accessing the medication PrEP without ever having to step foot in a clinic is up. Telehealth also reduces the amount of time invested in HIV prevention, and it eliminates risk of stigma. Aaron Siegler is an associate professor at Emory University in the Department of Epidemiology.
In public health, our goal should be to make services like this easy to access. And the TelePrep model, it allows some users to be met closer to where they're most comfortable.
Researchers looked at electronic health records from the largest telemedicine provider of PrEP in the U.S. to gather data for the study. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
The state of Georgia is requesting more than $1.4 billion in federal grants to improve health care in Georgia's rural areas. The grants through the Rural Health Transformation Program were authorized through President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, which was signed into law this year. The $1.4 billion Georgia requested would be budgeted over 5 years and would fund increased use of telehealth, an expansion of obstetrics, and incentives for healthcare workers to find jobs in rural areas, among other things. Georgia has for years faced declining access to healthcare in rural areas. Available staffed hospital beds in rural Georgia have decreased by more than a third since 2001. 53 rural Georgia counties do not have a hospital. The federal government is expected to make a decision on the grants by the end of this year. As temperatures drop in the fall and winter, hundreds of bird species from the coldest parts of North America make their way down south to settle in for the season. It is a prime opportunity for bird enthusiasts, but as GPB's Sophie Gratis reports, it also presents challenges during an ongoing outbreak of avian influenza.
As birds migrate and congregate, researchers like Becky Paulson with the Southeastern Cooperative Wildlife Disease Study at the University of Georgia know to be vigilant for an increase in disease spread. This November and December.
Really across the continent, we're starting to see pretty staggering increases in detections of highly pathogenic viruses.
Including variants of avian influenza, also known as bird flu. Paulson says the reported uptick to their labs in Athens could mark a cyclical shift of infections to later in the year. Georgia's Department of Agriculture said this month that the poultry industry is free from bird flu after a series of cases. Meanwhile, by the year's end, bird flu has been fatal for many of the state's wild birds, like black vultures, bald eagles, and Canada geese. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
An Atlanta nonprofit says a pilot program designed to help veterans in financial trouble is showing early signs of success. Hope Atlanta launched the Supportive Services for Veteran Families Extended Care pilot program in July. The Home Depot Foundation committed $200,000 to fund the first year of the pilot. The money helps veterans experiencing or at risk of experiencing homelessness. It also helps veterans catch up on crucial utility, rent, or mortgage payments and provides so-called resiliency training, which helps them cope with adversity. Allison Poole White is Director of Continuous Quality Improvement for Hope Atlanta. She says veterans should ask for help if they need it.
All of us need help at some time in our life. Sometimes it's really difficult to humble ourselves enough to take that first step. It really just needs to be a first step. Have a conversation with us. We have veterans on our team. We love to utilize a peer approach, a veteran-to-veteran approach.
The pilot program, which has already assisted 50 veterans, runs through the end of June, and program organizers hope it can be extended after the pilot phase. A 2018 state tax credit aimed at luring data centers to Georgia resulted in nearly $500 million in foregone state revenue in the fiscal year that ended in June. That's according to a report released last week by the State Department of Audits and Accounts. The report says the vast majority of Georgia data centers still would exist without the tax credit. The report is likely to fuel the debate over public support for data centers. Starting January 1st, millions of Georgians with certain health plans through the Affordable Care Act will become eligible to open a health savings account, or HSA. For this story, let's go back to GPB's Ellen Eldridge, who has more.
As part of a federal tax and spending bill passed into law in July, all ACA, bronze, and catastrophic plans now qualify to open an HSA bank account. Kevin Robertson is the chief growth officer at HSA Bank. He says medical savings accounts are a simple way to save and pay for healthcare expenditures on a tax-free basis.
And HSAs are designed to pay for the healthcare expenditures that health insurance does not. So, for instance, that could include deductibles, copays, out-of-pocket expenditures.
In 2025, 1.5 million Georgians enrolled in Affordable Care Act plans, including 368,000 on bronze plans. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Perry High School's marching band is headed to New Orleans. The Panther Regiment marching band has been invited to perform in the All-State Sugar Bowl parade, making it the only high school band from Georgia selected for the televised event. The parade serves as a Mardi Gras-style kickoff to the Sugar Bowl, which is part of the college football playoff. Parade organizers reached out after seeing the band perform and invited them directly. That's according to the Macon Telegraph. In addition to the parade, the Panther Regiment will compete in the Sugar Bowl Battle of the Bands field show. The band includes more than 100 students. The trip was made possible through sponsorships and fundraising efforts, which helped offset the cost of travel and lodging.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
And in sports, thousands of hockey fans missed out on a game between the minor league Atlanta Gladiators and Savannah Ghost Pirates on Saturday because of a hockey player strike. The two-day strike ended late Saturday with a tentative deal between the 30-team East Coast Hockey League and the Professional Hockey Players Association. No details have been released about the agreement, which still needs to be ratified by the players. The Atlanta Gladiators said that the Saturday game at Gath South Arena in Duluth, northeast of Atlanta, will be rescheduled. And that is it for this edition of Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you had a great holiday. If you want to learn more about these stories, visit gpb.org/news. And remember to subscribe to this podcast because we've got more news coming your way tomorrow. If you've got feedback, we would love to hear from you. Send it to us by email. That email address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.